Do you have a loved one that might need a little extra care? Check out Regency on the Lake. Located in Fort Gratiot, Regency on the Lake offers the latest healthcare services with rehab, respite, and long-term care. 810-385-7260.
All right, on this Monday, the 13th of April, turn our attention to public policy. The Citizens Research Council is turning 110 years old this month. Joining us right now to talk more about why that's important and about the work that they've done over those 110 years is the president of the Citizens Research Council of Michigan, Eric Lufer. Eric Lufer, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
Appreciate you joining us this morning. How has the Citizens Research Council changed in 110 years?
You know, that's the beautiful part. It's actually 110 years ago today, April 13th, that they opened the doors. And if you were to see their mission statement then and see ours today, the words are a little bit different, but the message is the same, that we're here to provide information for interested citizens, for elected officials, for business leaders and civic leaders that care about our state and local governments to make informed decisions. So we did then and we do now do analysis of public policy issues and try to provide information in a very independent and nonpartisan way, allow people and our elected officials to apply their own political lens to it. But if we don't have good information, then we're just talking past each other. And unfortunately, we can see that going on in Lansing and in Washington, D.C., but we got to keep doing what we can to inform the debate and hopefully make our state and our local governments better.
I mean, obviously, partisan politics has been around for all of that 110 years, but I feel like in the last decade or so, it really has turned up a notch, hasn't it?
It seems like it. There's probably some recency bias there. But, yeah, things are not trending in the right direction. And so we just have to keep our nose down and keep providing the information. What we learned from doing this work is that there's a block of people in our state that are solidly Republican and a block of people that are solidly Democrat. But there's a whole lot of us in the middle that just want good information and just want government to work for us, have the streets smooth, have the lights work, educate our kids, provide the police and fire when something goes wrong. And so it's those people in the middle that we have to keep focusing on and get them the information, because they're the ones that are going to decide which way our state trends. So we keep doing this work and we feel good about it.
I keep hearing from more and more people, Eric, that it feels like because we do have such a block of people on the right and a block of people on the left, we keep switching parties back and forth. You know, we have a Democrat governor right now. The next governor might be a Republican or an independent. We don't know. But that makes public policy difficult to establish here in Michigan because it's constantly changing.
Yeah, we call that the Michigan 180. Every 8 years, we turn around and march back the way we just came from. We see it with education policy. We see it with tax policy. We see it with many things. And while I enjoy being in a purple state that's not solidly one way or the other, it does work to our detriment sometimes. So well, part of the message that we're trying to get across with the gubernatorial debates or election coming up this year is let's let some things work. Let's let some of the reading policies and things like that, let's give them a chance to work. Let's not just flip-flop because we have new leadership who has to prove that their way is the better way. If we just keep flip-flopping, our kids are paying the price and tax policy is paying the price and we find all kinds of inefficiencies because we haven't allowed the policies that have been adopted to take root and start to make a difference.
Talking with Eric Lufer from the Citizens Research Council of Michigan, they are celebrating 110 years. In fact, as of today, 110 years ago today, it actually began. They opened their doors. Eric, what I mean, obviously you haven't been around for 110 of those years, but you've been around for a few of them. What are some of the highlights as you look back, some of the studies that the CRC has done?
Yeah, the big one, the early 60s, they had a constitutional convention in the state, and our organization was really fundamental in helping the delegates understand what the issues were and how to navigate those. And then after the fact, explaining to the people how the new constitution differed from the old one. We were fundamental 20 years ago when our state was lost in a fiscal mess and people were leaving the state in droves, helping to get that house in order. City charters and county charters were something that we really pushed as a way to professionalize our local government. The tax revolts, what we call the Headley Amendment and Proposal A with the taxable value, helping the people understand tax, property tax law, and how we could rein those in different ways. More recently, the addressing the medical cost and no-fault auto insurance, something that we played a big role in, and fixing our recall laws as it relates to our state and local government officials. There's so many things over 110 years. We've never been a big organization, but we've really had an outside influence because we're a trusted organization. We're not a voice of one side or the other, but a voice of reason, a voice of independence, and a source of information that everyone can trust.
We talked a month or two ago about what you're embarking on this year, and that is to educate people about the Constitutional Convention and what it would mean if we were to do that. That's going to be on the ballot in November, isn't it?
Yeah, every 16 years it automatically comes on the ballot, and it's a way to just check in with the voters. Do you like the way that our state and local governments are working? Do you think there's need for fundamental change that can't be done through the amendment process, that we should pull a body together in Lansing and maybe change the whole thing? So this is the year, and the Research Council has, through a series of papers that are ongoing, tried to explain what that process looks like, what we've done with amendments, and what couldn't be done. And now we're marching through each of the articles to explain what's in those articles, what's working and not working, and if a convention were convened, what are the types of issues that they might dig into in each article? What are the sort of controversial or items that maybe are not working as well as we hoped they would? So we'll be doing that through September, just about the time voters get their absentee ballots for people who choose to vote that way. And we're not trying to say vote yes or vote no on the question, but just, again, trying to have informed voters so they can make up their own mind.
And if people want to read those articles and learn more about the Citizens Research Council of Michigan, you've got a pretty robust website. What is it?
crcmich.org, crcmich.org.
All right. Well, happy birthday to the CRC. And you doing anything to celebrate around the office today?
Well, we might just, have a little cupcake or something and tip our cap to those who came before us. This is my 39th year with the organization, so it's not 110, but times like this, I really appreciate the work that we do, and makes me feel good about it.
Well, good. Good. Keep up the good work. Eric, great talking to you this morning. Thanks so much.
Always appreciate the opportunity. Take care.
You too. Bye-bye. The new 105.5 WPHM, Eric Lufer with the Citizens Research Council of Michigan. Let's check weather real quick here.